Time is winding down for the winner of a more than billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot to claim their prize. AP correspondent Jeffrey Collins reports, winners only have a certain window of time to step up, and this one's closing fast.
The person who bought the winning $1.5 billion Mega Millions lottery ticket back in October in Simpsonville, South Carolina, has 64 days to claim the prize. The drawing was back in October, but the winner hasn't come forward yet, and by law, they have 180 days. That time runs out on Friday, April the 19th at 5 p.m. when the lottery office shuts its doors.
Taken in a lump sum, it works out to about $878 million, a big number to leave sitting on the table. And as Collins explains, if the winner doesn't come forward, it's a big loss for the state of South Carolina where the ticket was purchased.
The state of South Carolina estimated that the winner would have to pay the state $61 million in income tax based on the jackpot winnings. So back in November, they went ahead and put that money into the planned revenues for this year to put into the state budget. But now that we're in February and that winner hasn't come forward, they're taking that money out because they can't guarantee it's going to come into the treasury.
But he says for the other Mega Million states, it works out to an unexpected benefit.
The jackpot goes back to the 44 states that play Mega Millions proportional to what tickets were bought. So in South Carolina's case, they go from a $61 million windfall that went to their general revenue fund to $13 million that only can go towards education.
South Carolina lawmakers said the money was only a small portion of their budget and that an unclaimed ticket won't have a big impact on spending. When and if the jackpot is claimed, it'll be the second biggest lottery prize ever awarded.